he's been talking about his green energy, his programs, and all this, you know, green energy stuff that's in a, that he's gonna promote. And I'm just seeing silver, silver, silver. You know, in my head, it's like, how's this not going to result in an increased industrial demand of silver? Not to mention the quantitative easing that's going on and the fiscal things that they're talking about over this next, you know, 2021.
Hey friends, before we begin this important interview with the CEO of SD Bullion, Tyler Wall, just a quick word about this interview's sponsor. With a new administration in Washington, it might be time to look at Noble Gold's security option. Yes, security. It's like damp-proofing, but it keeps the government from your savings, like damp-proofing your basement floors. How? By using gold and silver in your own IRA. You insulate it from the markets. If anything bad happens, you're safe and dry. Market crash, market volatility, COVID worries, you'll be fine. Remember, if you want to play it safe and protect your investments, take out a gold IRA this month, and Noble Gold will gift a stunning solid silver 5-ounce Apollo 11 commemorative coin from the U.S. Mint. It's quite something. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com right now and find out more about future-proofing your investments. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's Sean from sgtreport.tv and sgtreport.com. Thanks for finding us on BitChute, Rumble, Odyssey, wherever you're finding us. Thanks for tuning in. Guys, this is an emergency update with the CEO of SD Bullion, Tyler Wall. Tyler, welcome back. It's fun to see them monkey hammer silver today. Who could have predicted that, huh?
Hey, Sean. Thanks again for having me on. But yeah, we've seen this a few times in the past.
We see this time and time and time again. Now, silver on the back of the Wall Street bets and the Redditors climbed like a gangbuster on Sunday night. And then today, what do we see? Silver down $2.86. Gold also down 27. Platinum down 40. I'll play a soundbite here from our friend Bix Weir in a second, but why don't you tell us what you're seeing? You're in the business of selling physical metal. Physical premiums absolutely skyrocketing. Are things finally slowing down just a bit today? Tell us what you're seeing.
No, I mean, it definitely feels a little bit slower today, but I actually looked at my order dashboard right before I got on the call, and we're still on pace for like one of the top five order sales days in company history. So I think that's a positive sign. This last, you know, weekend's been really crazy. I mean, I think, you know, your listeners probably been watching everything that's been coming out in the news. I think it picked up Wednesday night with that Reddit post. And I think what, you know, we definitely saw some people maybe coming from that post or the Reddit community. But I think by and large, it's actually been a lot of, you know, individual investors that may have been sitting on the sidelines watching the, you know, the Senate race and the split Republican Democratic Senate, and thinking, you know, gold and silver make a lot of sense. And when they saw what happened in the GameStop, they decided, hey, I'm gonna pull that trigger. And it seems like almost everybody was pulling that trigger at once. Friday was crazy, and then everything like took off on Saturday and Sunday. I think I woke up at like 4 o'clock in the morning on Sunday and saw our hedge position and saw how many orders we had taken over that. I think I saw 30 or 40 orders in the last 5 minutes at 4 o'clock in the morning, which is, you know, we're used to that during the day, but not at that time of the night. Our hedge position was pretty short. So I said, hey, we're gonna have to shut down this website, guys. And shut down the website until market opened on Sunday. Market opened on Sunday, and our the traffic on our website was unreal. We had our website's normally operating maybe 6-7 servers that are running the website. We're up to 31 web servers. We had thousands and thousands of people on our website just waiting for us to open. And I think we had about 90 orders within the first minute that I opened we opened the website after we had everything settled down with our hedge position. So it's been a wild time, and it's so wild that a couple hours after we opened the website, I got a phone call from Bloomberg requesting an interview. I'm not sure if you've listened to that interview, Sean, but 8:30 Eastern received a call from Bloomberg, which I never thought in my life that they would invite me of all people on. I mean, one of the top three bullion dealers, but if anybody's been paying attention to SD Bullion. I mean, I'm a precious metal guru. So they let me on live TV 30 minutes, top of the hour, 9 o'clock. I was on live TV without any warning. And hopefully I didn't disappoint. I really was able to tell the precious metal story. And, you know, it was quite the experience on that whole weekend. And now leading into, you know, this week, Monday was really strong. And then today with the market smash, you know, it feels like the banks are trying to send a message to, you know, all the people that might've made their first purchase, but, it's positive. On the positive note, we're seeing the demand for physical continue even with the market smash. So, I'm hopeful that we can keep it going because it's going to take a few more days of strong demand before we, you know, really see, you know, the production, the wholesale markets. Wholesale markets is definitely elevated, but there's still a little bit of silver out there. And, you know, the banks haven't even delivered on one delivery month contract yet. So I think that's important to note that there's been no deliveries made by any banks. There's been no people standing for delivery after this surge of physical demand.
Yeah, you're talking about the COMEX, correct?
Correct. Yeah, right. We haven't got to a point where the banks have had to deliver against all this physical demand.
Right. Well, that leads me into this soundbite from Bix, where I had Bix on just the other day, and we talked about what's happening right now. We talked about the COMEX. The silver market is the most manipulated market on planet Earth. If silver traded freely, there's no way it wouldn't already be north of $100. And the Redditors are trying to make that happen. But as Bix and I discussed, they have their hands full. They have a much more dangerous foe in these criminal banks than they had in, say, Citadel, when they drove GameStop stock up many hundreds of percent. Listen to the soundbite from Bix regarding the COMEX.
It's a fraud. I hope everybody understands that. Again, look what happened yesterday. Double. Over 2 billion ounces dumped on the market. And they still couldn't stop it. That's why this is not Reddit, my friends. These are not Reddit people. These are the good guys taking out the bad guys.
All right, so Bix is trying to make the point that this is much bigger than just some Redditors. And it is a very, very big story. So here's the thing, and you give me your thoughts on this, Tyler. Physical premiums up through the roof. SLV shares demand up through the roof. But the COMEX, they dump the 2 billion paper ounces, and what do we see today? Silver down $2-3. Is this a fair market, my friend?
No, it's definitely not fair. And, you know, we've discussed this before. I mean, there's 100, you know, my most, you know, silver analysts that I look to, most silver analysts are say there's 100 paper, you know, contracts for every one physical ounce of silver that exist. And, you know, last March during the pandemic, you know, that was one of the that's probably the closest time that I saw to them really scrambling during the pandemic. And the big difference between now versus then was the logistics aspect that they couldn't ship stuff around and they couldn't come up with the ounces, try to move things around as easily to actually deliver on the promises that are supposed to be there already. But, you know, they had to change warehouses. They had to change what was supposed to be eligible for delivery, even though their sheets say that they should have had enough to cover it. You know, so they still they have that back in their playbook during a time like this where logistics are not an issue. However, you know, the one thing I think that over this last week is disheartening is, you know, SD Bullion was on track for a record January month ever in all-time sales before Reddit. Before the stuff came out in Reddit, you know, people were buying more physical, you know, precious metals than from us than they ever have before. And that includes the pandemic. It includes any month in the pandemic. So it almost feels like they're kind of like setting this up for like a kind of a false flag, call it, where they result in this exuberance of this increased demand and then try to peg it on the Reddit, you know, people to get a couple, you know, quite a few new investors in there to try to ruin their first purchasing experience with precious metals. And hopefully we get a bounce back in the spot price, but the premiums, the prices over spots, we're still having incredibly hard time sourcing metal. Silver Eagles, for example, you know, US Mint, you know, they produced, I believe, 4 or 5 million ounces, I think, in January when they came out with the first year, or the first type one, we call it type one design. They released allocations last Friday, this last Friday after close, where they're only predicting, like, they told the APs they only have like 4 or 5, I believe, million ounces left that they're going to produce on the type one. And that's supposed to last to, like, I think it's May or April. So it's not enough for a normal market. And I think what they're doing is every year they switch over their dyes, December to January, and they have a period where they don't sell for like a month while they switch over a dye in their machine. So Silver Eagles are still going to be in shortage, a shortage situation. There's not enough of those probably for the next couple of months. And the Royal Canadian Mint, they're having trouble with, finding employees to work at their mint because of COVID concerns. And so retail physical demand, and unfortunately for the price of our spots, it does not seem like it's going to be decreasing, you know, drastically anytime soon. So it's an interesting market. I think back to your main points about, you know, the COMEX. We have to, this demand has to continue. We'll probably need some help on the institutional level. Potentially that would help if we see continued increase in demand, to hopefully get some of the bigger players in there to take some delivery, like a, you know, PSLV that actually, I believe, has the metal. But yeah, I think we still need to see some continuation in this demand that kind of started back with the Senate, and we'll need some more demand before we see some COMEX issues. But the deliveries, I would think, for this next month should be very elevated because of what we've seen over the last month or so.
You made an interesting point, and I want to just flush it out. You said a lot of new people to the silver market, and if their experience is a bad one, they're probably going to be less apt to buy more. Maybe they'll be turned off to precious metals altogether. And that would be a very sad thing in an environment where central banks around the world, including our own Federal Reserve, only print and print and print. You know, it wasn't that long ago the national debt was $12 trillion. Now it's nearly $30 trillion. So silver is the answer to that problem for those that don't want to end up poor. All right? But let's talk about premiums here, because your point's a good one. I was seeing premiums yesterday on Silver Eagles. I think I saw you guys selling them for $43.44. APMEX, same thing. Today the price is lower, but in my view, for anybody listening, let's go to your top sellers here. By the way, guys, SD Bullion, a premium sponsor of SGT Report, has been for a very long time. In my view, Tyler, these 2021 Tree of Life silver coins, $33. Why is the premium so high on American Silver Eagles specifically? Is it just unprecedented demand for Silver Eagles or supply issue? How come the premium's so high?
It's both. So you have unprecedented demand for, you know, Silver Eagles. The U.S. Mint being on allocation and essentially telling the APs how many they're expected to have over the next 3 months, which they're predicting is not enough. And then the other big thing is the newer, you know, customers that are coming to the market, they tend, what we're seeing is they tend to like Silver Eagles as their number one product. So they're buying up even more Silver Eagles than the proportion that we're seeing in other coins. They like Silver Maples, and they like Silver Rounds and Bars. They do not, you know, their interest is not nearly as spread out as some more of your more experienced precious metal buyers. And so, like, you know, lots of times we'll see people buying Philharmonics, or I think you brought up the Tree of Life coin that we have, the 21 Tree of Life coin. I mean, that's a sovereign mint coin. And, you know, in my opinion, I'd be definitely looking at that coin over a Silver Eagle, but it's all about supply and demand. It's not what, you know, I would buy. So, you know, I think that you're seeing a little bit of everything. You're seeing a U.S. mint that's not producing the, you know, probably 1 million ounces that they should be producing every week. And you're seeing new people in the market buying Silver Eagles. And you're also seeing allocation where, you know, type one versus type two design, they're not producing like they should be. They're not private entities. That's the really important part to remember, Sean, is that where this Royal Canadian Mint, or the U.S. Mint, these guys are not running a business that's in a privately run business. Otherwise, they'd be probably producing 2 million ounces of coins a week right now. And that would help lower the premiums down and help us move more ounces, which is what we all want to do, is people to be able to buy more ounces to take it off the COMEX.
Friends, just a quick word from a sponsor. If you're looking to future-proof your retirement savings and other investments, Noble Gold has the perfect asset for you. A 4-coin set of the rare, solid 24-karat gold Augustus St. Gaudens Lady Liberty. These 5, 10, 25, and $50 coins are bullion-grade proofs, authenticated by the U.S. Mint. There are just 20 sets around, so it's first come, first serve. There's also a mystery surprise extra coin as a holiday gift with each set. Discover more and call Noble Gold at 877-646-5347. All right, just a couple more questions here. You've got a note here. Due to unprecedented demand, we're currently experiencing shipping delays of 10-plus business days after payment clears. Now, I would imagine that's because you only have so much staff, right? If demand doubles or triples, whatever, it's not as though you can just, you know, double or triple your staff. Is that the problem?
Right. So yeah, our demand over the weekend was 10 times in the first 24 hours, 10 times what we would normally experience over the weekend. It was 20 times, I believe, total in terms of order count over just the weekend. We're not talking about during the week and continuation. So our business in January was roughly 5 times more the previous January. 5 times, like 5-fold higher. And you can, there's no business that can actually, that I'm aware of, that can actually scale their business that quickly. I mean, even looking at December of 2020 versus January. So yeah, we're hiring. I think we hired 10 people in the last 3 days. but it's, also with COVID too, you can't, your stations and everything you're doing inside the fulfillment center or even inside sales customer service room, we have to keep 6 feet. So we're seeing all these things where, yeah, we're kicking out, our shipping team's shipping record, you know, approaching record numbers, and it's still not enough to keep up with the demand, the order demand that's coming through, our business right now. So I think that'll get better. I mean, I think we like to be more conservative on our website than most. We don't want to have it doesn't help if we say 1 to 3 days and we have, you know, our everybody upset with their, you know, their place in order and we can't ship within that time frame. So I think it's definitely a conservative estimate. But yeah, you just can't handle, you know, this fluctuation in demand that we've seen over the last week.
All right. Pretty much my final question here is just help me paint the picture of supply versus demand. So when we think about the silver market, at least when I do, I realize, because I am a buyer of physical silver and I've worked with you guys for so long, I realize what a finite supply there is. Okay, so in my metropolitan area, big city in which I live with more than 2 million people, there is no place in my city to go buy silver, with the exception of maybe the pawn shop, a little coin shop. They have very, very finite supplies. Can't go to Walmart and get it. Can't go to Target and get physical silver. I have to go online. And there's only a few trustworthy dealers. You know, you've got your SD Bullions, AppMaxes, and a handful of others. At what point does the silver supply run out? And that's a serious question. At what point do you guys have no silver left to sell? Is that a possibility if this thing continues?
Yeah, it's definitely something that I thought about over the weekend is specifically silver. I mean, we shut down the website and it was mostly related to silver this time around. Gold sales have been strong over the last 6 months, but silver over the last, 2-3 weeks has just been, astronomical. So, I mean, there's basically, 3 or 4 levels, what you'd call supply chain, right? There's our inventory and we maintained a very high inventory of silver. And then you have the wholesalers, and then you have the often we purchase directly from the mints as well. So you have wholesalers and mints, and then you get the refiners, and then you have the mines, right? And the interesting thing about the COMEX is that the COMEX is getting fed from a different variety of different sources, including the mines and the contracts running through the mines, and so. When there's a shortage, there's different types of shortages. There's a retail, product shortage, whether it comes with, people not being able to buy a 1 ounce, coin or a 100 ounce bar or a, 1 ounce round. there's that type of shortage. There's and that covers like the retail and amidst the wholesale. And then there's also like the shortages that happen basically on the COMAX or for base metal to be able to produce production rounds. So you have to, the mints have to source material to be able to produce their products. And you have the COMAX, which has the 1,000 ounce silver bars. 1,000 ounce silver bars are a price that I like to look at continuously. I like to look at the 1,000 ounce bars to see what that price is trading at. I saw yesterday one of the places that wholesale pricing on 1,000 ounce bars had gone up 70% since the morning update when they sent out prior. I think we saw 1,000 ounce bars roughly peak out around $1 an ounce during the pandemic period, and I think I think it's approaching that level.
$1 an ounce over spot, you mean?
Right. So like if I wanted to buy a 1,000 ounce bar, mm-hmm. I'd have to pay $1 over spot for a 1,000 ounce bar. It's not quite there yet. It's sitting there right below that. So I like to look at that market to see like, okay, is there going to be, production issues downstream? Like I said earlier, we're not quite there yet, but I want to be too discouraged over the last, what's happened today, because we're still seeing the demand come through. And then also keep in mind that, like I said earlier, January was a very strong month, even before the Reddit scenario. So just because I think some people thought that on Sunday there was a potential for fireworks, and there was a potential for fireworks in terms of the silver price on Sunday night. That's why you saw everybody turn off, turn down their websites, just because maybe it didn't vault up so high. I would not be too discouraged, because we still got to get to the first delivery month to make, see what the banks do in terms of the, delivering silver.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's just it. It should not be that difficult to break the back of this manipulation on the COMEX. It just would take a few hedge funds and some, deep-pocketed Redditors to just stand for delivery and break the back of the COMEX. I don't understand why it hasn't happened yet. And if I sound a little angry about it, it's because we have been put through the ringer in the precious metals markets for more than a decade. For more than two decades, this sort of manipulation has pretty much ruled the roost for as long as I can remember. And when I asked you about running out of physical silver entirely, that's really no joke, Tyler, because at $30 an ounce silver, if they're only mining, let's be generous and say they're mining out of the ground globally on an annual basis 1 billion ounces of silver. I think it's closer to 800 million, but let's call it 1 billion. Jeff Bezos has enough money to buy all of that silver production. $30 billion would buy the global supply of silver for a year. It would not take much to wipe out all the physical, man.
Yeah, and then 60 to 70% of that is used in industrial purposes, and that doesn't count what Joe Biden wants to do with his green energy policy. I mean, he's been talking about his green energy, his programs, and all this green energy stuff that he's going to promote. And I'm just seeing silver. In my head, it's like, how's this not going to result in an increased industrial demand of silver? Not to mention the quantitative easing that's going on and the fiscal things that they're talking about over this next, 2021.
Who would
have thought back, in 2020, at the end of 2020, I mean, I didn't think there's more stimulus bills coming in 2021. I thought the last one we passed was the second one, and we're kind of moving on. But no, we're talking about maybe two more. This year, possibly.
Yeah. And that's what I want to leave people with. I want people listening to understand, if you got in higher than the price today, if you paid a little bit too much in terms of premiums because demand was so high on Monday or Sunday night, just take a deep breath and listen to what I'm about to tell you. Our country, just this country, the United States, is running deficits of what, 3-4 trillion? I don't even know what it is now. It's too much money to count. Literally, the entire global supply of silver on an annual basis is $30 billion. $30 billion, my friends. That's it. And that speaks to how manipulated the price has been. They've capped the price of silver for so very long that it's the elephant in the living room, Tyler. I mean, basically what Ameritrade and Robinhood and those brokerage firms, what they did to GameStop stock, they said to people, you can no longer buy it. If you hold it, you can only sell it. Right? They rigged the game for the hedge funds. I see this much the same way. This is such obvious manipulation. Again, 2.1 billion paper ounces on the COMEX yesterday, on Monday. It is the elephant in the living room, Tyler. I think it's just a matter of time before this whole charade finally collapses, because it's like the emperor wears no clothes. It takes a little kid to point that out to all the adults. But then when they all see it, they all see it. I just don't think this charade can go on very much longer when the global supply of silver on an annual basis equals $30 billion. This government goes through more than that in a day, I think.
Yeah, I think there's one very important thing that we haven't discussed here, and that's the CME. I mean, the CME hiked the silver margins last night. I don't know if you saw that, Sean. 18%.
I did.
We thought we had a really, you know, it's happened all the time. And I don't know if you saw the statement where they said they're going to investigate or be actively looking out for fraud. And I'm like, how can you be serious about that? I mean, it's like, you know, you see this all the time with the banks and what they're able to get away with in terms of, you know, they're supposed to be rules, but then that they're breaking the actual amount of position limits that the banks are carrying, and they're outside of the rules. And then if they are found to be outside of the rules, then they say, okay, well, now we're going to fine you $1 billion, like JP Morgan. Like, that's actually a thing. Like, it's like, that's actually going to hurt their balance sheet. It's just amazing to watch, you know, this controlled, you know, this control that not just, you know, we talk about the banks and the contracts that they have outstanding, but also the CME participating in hiking margins when you thought you had, some steam going behind the silver press.
Yeah, 100%. Well, I think the bankers, they should all wear T-shirts that say, rules for thee, not for me. And that goes for everybody in our government, too. Honestly, man, I feel like this is a banana republic at this point. There are no more legitimate markets. That includes our election system. I think we have an illegitimate president, and we don't have to get into that here, but it's a banana republic at this point. I honestly think people are waking up in droves because now the corruption is so obvious. And that GameStop story, that's just the latest story. That's just the latest evidence of corruption so widespread that I don't know how you have a market or a country when everybody loses confidence, when everybody believes the entire system is rigged and corrupt. Rules for thee, not for me. That's the banker T-shirt they should all be forced to wear. Maybe even our politicians, those that belong in Gitmo. Guys, our guest has been Tyler Wall, the CEO of SD Bullion. Now, guys, of course, SD Bullion, I have a banner right at the top of sgtreport.com. SD Bullion's been a sponsor for a very long time. Click on that banner. Head over to SD Bullion if you want to get some physical silver or gold. And Tyler, I think you guys offer free shipping on orders over 100, right?
It's over $199.
Is it?
We had to up that to $199 due to the price increase. I mean, and the order demand specifically. Things aren't going down in price, believe it or not, Sean. Shipping prices have gone up astronomically over the last, you know, 4 or 6 months. But don't look at the CPI. The CPI will act like everything's under control. But not when you're a business owner, not when you're running a business like ours. Prices are increasing, so we increased the minimum to $199 for free shipping.
Okay. All right. Well, that's still a bargain. I just want people to understand, you know, if you don't have a ton of money,
right,
when you want to buy some silver, maybe you just want to buy some every month, just buy that $210 worth of silver then, guys. You
right.
get the free shipping. That's the most economical way to do it.
And if it's below that, it's just $9.95. So it's not that expensive. It's fully insured. So
yeah, very reasonable. All right, Tyler, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on, Sean.
Yeah, absolutely. Guys, we'll keep our eye on this story. It's one of the most important stories that we can follow right now, as our government, again, all they do is print money. I think they're spending more per day in this country, deficit spending, than that $30 billion global silver market. Again, absolute lunacy. If you guys want to protect yourselves, check out sdbullion.com. And for real news, friends, visit us directly at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda and Mockingbird mainstream media lies 24/7. God bless you guys. Bye-bye. Friends, just a quick word from a sponsor. Now, if you're looking to future-proof your retirement savings and other investments, Noble Gold has the perfect asset for you. A 4-coin set of the rare, solid 24-karat gold Augustus St. Gaudens Lady Liberty with her torch. These $5, $10, $25, and $50 coins are bullion-grade proofs, authenticated by the U.S. Mint. They're changing the current American Eagle design, so they're not making any more. There are just 20 sets around, so it's first come, first serve. There's also a mystery surprise extra coin as a holiday gift with each set. Discover more and call Noble Gold at 877-646-5347. That's the Noble Gold Holiday Thank You Offer at 877-646-5347.